This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, this Dodge Viper seat feels good this week. Back in the Greasy Garage studio, sitting in the Dodge Viper seat, sitting back, relaxing with you each and every week. Last week we were in the 65 Rambler seat. The bench seat smelled real good. Antique-ish, boy. But this week I'm sitting back in my Dodge Viper seat. Why? It's because it's here and we're using it. Why not? Hey, you know, it's where it's at. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along this week here on Auto World. It's each and every week. I've hopefully you had a good week in your Auto World. I know each and every one of you do have an Auto World out there. That's why we drive cars, to have an Auto World. And what a pleasure, and I'm very honored and very proud to be here behind the microphone for you here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza. This week here on Auto World, the second hour. What do we got? Hand me the hubcap. Oh, there it is. See, the hubcap's got the menu in it. We pull the menu out just like a restaurant. See what we got going on. What we got going on? Well, we're going to wish some folks a happy birthday. And if you, stars, that is, and you're a star also. So, happy birthday to you, second hour. And if you've had a birthday this last week or it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I'd love to hear some stories about your birthday cars. Some of you might have had a chance to save your money over the years. Did you buy your first car on your birthday? Or are you planning on buying a car on your birthday? Or did you buy a brand new car right now on your birthday? What did you buy? Chevy, Ford, Nissan, maybe a Ferrari? I'd love to hear about it. Right here from the Auto World Plaza, Greasy Garage Studio. How to get a hold of me and Auto World right now. Jaguar Jason is filling in for Alex this week. Good to have him along. And he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. My number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. Email, you can always email me 28 hours a day. Feel free, absolutely, and do it right now. You can. We're live from Boise, Idaho. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to share some emails with you here the second hour also. And the second hour, we're going to share this with you. What happened on this day in automotive history? And I am definitely not horsing around on this one. A little clue. Has something to do with the car, of course. I love doing that. Love teasing you. That's what it's all about. And we're going to take you, well, isn't it time for some outboard motors? Oh, yeah. I got some tips about you folks that are lighting up those outboard motors. And we might as well go inboard, too. We're going to talk a little bit about outboard and inboard motors on those boats. I know 'tis the season, isn't it? The lakes are hollering at you. The bass are bassing and the crappie are crappieing. Oh, yeah. I know a lot of you are fishermen and women, and we're going to help you there. Also, this second hour of Auto World, got some racing news. IndyCar and NASCAR got that coming your way. From Alabama, of course, Indy out of Alabama. NASCAR, where are they at? Oh, the Toyota Owners 400 is running, and they're running good. That's why I've got my driving gloves on this week. Hopefully you've got your driving gloves on. 10-2. Take your mask off, relax, put your driving gloves on. Hey, by the way, your coupons never expire right here in Auto World. Each and every week we're going to use them. Okay, and you're using them right now. Do appreciate that. We're going to also share with you the second hour. The Auto World little car fact has something to do with floating power. Might have something to do with a boat, maybe. Floating power. Be fun to share with you that. That's coming up here the second hour. But most of all, folks, again, you're the star of the show. I'd love to hear from you. on the second hour. You know, you have a car or truck concern. I know you might have a smell, and if you do, you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or reach me here on the phone, 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's do an email. Okay, let's do it. Okay, now with the emails, what I do here is I take your emails throughout the whole entire week, and we print them out, and then I look at them, read them, and study them, and try to figure out maybe what, you know, your car or truck problem might be, and I contact you. If you give me your phone number, I'll call you. I definitely will, or I will email you back. Now, with that, too, I want to do a shout-out to each and every one of you that if you do want help consulting with your automotive repair bill, or if you have a question like we're going to get to here, I've got a really good one here that I can read. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, I will not. But this one I can, so we will. And so sometimes you might think you're the only one that has a car automotive problem, and you're not. So your problem is the same thing as the person, the next door neighbors, or the person across the street, or your friend, or your relatives. It really is. But sometimes you wonder, you know, you talk to your friend or the coworker, and they say, yeah, I had that problem with mine, that's why I got rid of that car. That brand, I hate that brand, I hate that brand. Well, that's just it. Sometimes that, you know, and then the other person says, I love that brand. So you're kind of like, you're scratching your head. Yeah, you're scratching your head, and you're saying to yourself, what brand is it actually good? And that's another good question. I get those all the time. And what do you drive, Mark, and all that? So I have multiple brands I drive. I like cars, and I like multiple brands. So I like them all. They're all good. But definitely do buy a car for the application that you need and what you're driving, what you use it for. That's what you want to drive. So if you're needing to pick up to haul things, so what brand would be good? Well, one thing you need to look at is how close are you to the parts depot for that brand. Make sure that you can get parts. You don't want to drive clear across town to get the parts for your brand, do you? No. You want them right next door if you possibly can. With that said, let's go to the email bag. Oh, yeah. I'm going to reach in and see if I... Yeah, it's noisy. Yeah, I got one. Okay, I got a good email here. Oh, yeah. This is our email, the repair kind. Hi, Mark. Great listening to you every week. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Have you ever thought about going primetime? Oh, I've never been asked that. So, no, I've never really thought about that. Appreciate that, too. Goodness. And it says here, I have a problem, and I'm trying to figure it out with my heater problem. My heater blower motor was making a lot of noise this winter when I turned my heater on, so I finally tackled the job and put a new blower motor in myself. Congratulations and thank you. I'm glad you did that. Not the easiest job, though, he says. To do that makes the old neck sore. Went to the chiropractor and got it fixed. Good. But I did get it done. I also replaced the cabin filter while I was right there, passenger side glove box area. But now it seems that I must have got the wrong blower motor or something else is wrong. Doesn't seem to give the heat out like it used to. We're going into the hot part of the year now, and I'm pretty sure the AC uses the same fan. Question mark. Yes, it does, by the way. Yes, it does. Same fan for heater and air conditioning. Mark, do you think that I have a bad fan motor or just a plugged heater core? Thank you for all your help. Brian, listening in Red Bluff, California. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in California, and that would be KRACAM 1370. KRACAM 1370, shout-out. Reading, Red Bluff, Shingletown, Cottonwood, California, and all the folks in between all those towns. Great to have you with us, and great to have you listening. We're going to learn from Brian's little heater blower problem here. So it sounds like, Brian, you don't have enough air coming through the vents. So it sounds like here that you put a blower motor in because it was making noise. When we come back from a short break, we're going to blow some cool air at Brian. Keep him cool. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
A ton of autonomous vehicles, no steering wheel. What? Yes. Go to my Instagram account, Auto World Media. You'll see a photo of an autonomous vehicle with no steering wheel, folks. Also, there's actually a logo there. Well, it's a little yellow star with 6 points. What does that star represent? That star represents some company out there, and I did a little shout out to you on the first hour asking you that same question, and I did get an email in here that I wanted to share with you. The gentleman says, that yellow six-pointed star, Mark, is Walmart. And you're absolutely right. That is Rich. He's listening to us in Oklahoma City. Let's do a shout out to our great affiliate. A shout out to our great affiliate in Oklahoma City. That is KZLS, 1640 AM. That's AM 1640. KZLS, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and all the cities, Norman too. All the cities involved in the middle and all you listening in between the cities. Thank you. Appreciate that. You're absolutely right. That is Walmart. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. Are you ready for an automobile with no steering wheel? Well, Walmart is getting involved. They've actually getting involved to the point of, well, let me get the number here. Oh, yeah. Walmart, folks. Walmart is investing in EVs, electronic vehicles. They've actually, they wrote that check, $2.7 billion. So they are literally involved. Now, coming up later in the program and the third hour, I'm going to give you even more news on that, what company they're involved with and how come they're putting $2.7 billion involved. But first and foremost, let's get back to the email. You're the star of the show each and every week here on Auto World. I'm the host of Auto World. Good to have you along. From the Greasy Garage Studio, live in Boise, Idaho, you're more than welcome. Please do email me at any time at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we'll get you in, and we'll figure out what's wrong with your heater, blower, motor. So, let's see. There we go. Okay, I had a little technical electrical problem there. Now I can hear good. Okay, so Brian, listening in Red Bluff, California, on KRAC AM 1370, he is talking about, he put a new heater blower motor in his vehicle. And he didn't, Brian, you didn't tell me what kind of vehicle. It doesn't really matter, your make or model, because we all have heater blower motors. And you did make a comment going into the warmer season, thinking that it's using the same fan for the air conditioning. Yes, folks, each and every one of us, Brian, you too. Your heater blower motor is the same blower motor that blows cool air across the AC condenser that's inside that heater box underneath the glove box on the passenger side. And you're saying it just doesn't seem, you replaced it, had a lot of noise. You replaced it and you think, feel something is wrong. It doesn't give out the air that it should. And so your question is, do you think you have a plugged up heater core or if something else is wrong? Here's what's going on, Brian. It's a simple one. Really, really simple. Some of these, as you know, when you pull that blower motor out, it has a plastic little squirrel cage fan attached to it. They're plastic. Only the old cars, I'm talking from the 60s and older, have the metal. Some of them were actually brass, but the newer cars have the plastic. Yay to plastic, huh? So that squirrel cage fan really spins fast, and that means that if your blower motor is out of balance or bearing goes out, it causes that squirrel cage fan pretty much to be wobbling in there, causing that noise you had. Now you replaced it. Now those blades on that blower motor, Brian, are designed to spin in one direction. They have a degree on them. They're pitched at a certain degree. No different than the electric plastic fan we have in front, or actually in front of our engine and behind the radiator, blowing, you know, sucking in cool air on our radiator from the outside. And so your blower motor has to spin in one direction. What's happened here is that, and this is, Brian, thank you for the email, because this helps a lot of us, even repair shops, believe it or not, because, well, the heater blower motor comes with a plug-in, red and black. Black is ground, red is positive. And it's just a plug-and-play, as we call it, isn't it, Brian? That's right. Well, no. Because sometimes when they build the blower motors, I won't go into it, but they are designed to turn one way. But when they designed it and built it, they are spinning it the wrong way when they soldered the wire on inside that motor. So what ends up happening is when you do a plug and play, you unplug the old one and you plug the new one in and you install that in there. Like you said, you crook your neck and next thing you know, you're the chiropractor, not fun at all. So here's what you have to do, Brian. I guarantee it. Guarantee it or double your grease back here. Brian, you got the wires. You need to cut the end off of the brand new heater blower motor that you put in there. Reverse the wires. You heard me. Oh, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Been there, done that. 45 years of doing it. I remember the very first one that happened to me. I said to myself, why? Why do I not have any air coming out of the vents? Oh, yeah. The blower motor's spinning, but there's not a lot of air coming out. Brian, that's what's going on with you. You just put the red on the black and the black on the red, and it reverses the rotation of the blower motor, and you've got yourself air blowing again out the vents like you're supposed to. Not only will you have hot air coming across that heater core, but when it comes hot, and you need air conditioning, the air conditioning, you'll have air blowing through there at the right speed like you're supposed to have. That's what's going on. And that's something that you think, well, I shouldn't have to do that. Well, yeah, you're right. But sometimes you do have to do things you shouldn't have to. And so I've been there, done that. And same thing with electric fans, too, by the way. I've had some cars come in overheating. And they've had it at shop after shop after shop. And, well, guys, let's see if we've got air blowing across. Turn the electric fan on. Boom. But we have air pushing out the radiator, going out to the grill and to the headlights, and not sucking it across the engine and coming in to draw the cool air from the outside across the radiator coming in. And we just reverse the wires, and it reverses the rotation on the motor, and you're good to go. So, Brian, hey, thanks again. That's how you do it. You're now a charter member of Auto World. Good to have you along. Listening on KRAC AM 1370 out of Red Bluff, California. Reading? Ah, oh, I love that town. Love that town. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's how you do it, folks. And how to do that is with email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And my phone number, again, live from Boise, Idaho, 855-660-4261. Oh, a little trivia. Let's do a little trivia, and then we're going to get to the birthdays. Oh, yeah. A little trivia here on Auto World this week, second hour. In 1943, estimates indicate, folks, that production of 1 million Ford... Oh, we got to go. Okay, we'll come back. We're going to give you that trivia. And we're going to get to those birthdays and some fun facts about the people who are having birthdays and their cars. Right here from Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two manhunts this Sunday for suspects accused of murders in Texas and Wisconsin. Two women and a man were shot at and killed at an Austin, Texas apartment complex just before noon today. Police say the suspect may have taken a hostage or may be sheltered. In Kenosha County, Wisconsin, witnesses say a man told to leave a bar returned and shot five people, killing three and seriously wounding two others. And some members of the Minnesota National Guard came under fire in Minneapolis today in midst of riots, looting, and protests that have followed last week's shooting death of Dante Wright. Two guard members suffered minor injuries. One guardsman sustained an injury from shattered glass. The guard wrote in a tweet that a National Guard and Minneapolis Police neighborhood security team was fired upon early Sunday morning in a drive-by shooting. The National Guard was deployed by Governor Tim Walz after riots in Brooklyn Center. USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. Again, that's 800-990-3125.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Chitty bang bang, what will he near far in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine poor fender friend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine poor fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang.
Running on Firestone Red Tires. Oh, yeah, the Firestone Red Tires. Who runs on those? Well, a lot of you. No, you don't, unless you have an Indy car. Oh, welcome back to Auto World in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along. Let's get back to that trivia. Oh, 1943. That takes us back a couple years, doesn't it? Well, estimates back in that day indicate that production of 1 million Ford V8s required 69 million pounds of cotton, 3 million pounds of wool, 350,000 pounds of goat hair, and 2 million gallons of molasses. That was back in 1943, just to build the Ford V8. That's some strange trivia for you. Why not, huh? Right here on Auto World. Good to have you along. So what a treat to have you here. Your coupons never expire. I've got my driving gloves on. Hopefully you do, too. We've had a great first hour and then the second hour, and it's time to wish you a happy birthday. It's happy birthday day here on Auto World. Yes, happy birthday to you if you're having a birthday or you had a birthday this last week or today is your birthday. Well, here's a few folks that also are celebrating their birthdays. Jeff Dunham, He's 59. Yes, Jeff Dunham. You know the guy with the puppets? Jeff Dunham, happy birthday, 59 years old. Conan O'Brien is 58. Happy birthday. James Woods is 74. Now, let's have some fun facts with their birthdays. Oh, why not? Jeff Dunham. A lot of you have been probably seen him on the TV or YouTube or even gone to see him in person. Well, Jeff Dunham, he owns one of the Batmobiles, folks. Yes, he still owns his Batmobile. He still owns his first car, too, by the way. Jeff Dunham, he owns quite a few cars. He's got quite a few in the stable at home. He's got a Ford GTX 1, a 34 Ford. Some of these you've seen on the stage when he's up there on the stage doing his job, having fun with his Walter and his his other puppets, dummies, I guess you'd call them. But he's got a 1965 George Barris surfer car. Yes, George Barris, of course, built a lot of the Stars movie cars and all, and Jeff has collected quite a few of them. He bought, a little fun fact here, he bought the 1965 Ford Barris surfer car at an auction. And he got it because he got it for a steal deal because the other person that was bidding at the time literally had a heart attack during bidding. And so Jeff ended up getting the car, steal of a deal again. He's got a Bradley GT. Yes, 1966 Batmobile and a 1992 Batmobile. A 70 Plymouth Superbird, one of his other cars he owns. He's got a 73 Gremlin in the stall, too. I'd like to know what you did, your birthday. Tell us what you bought on your birthday. What kind of car? Or did you even buy a car accessory for your birthday present? Huh? Why not? James Wood, of course, Woods, happy birthday to him. He's 74 years old. He owns a couple sweet little cars, too. Owns a 1979 11C. Very rare. Very rare. Owns a 1964 C. It's a slate gray C Porsche. Very rare. And happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to them. Good to have, do some fun facts with folks like that. When it comes to cars, because Auto World is all about automobile and cars. Now it's time for some racing news coming down the pike here. Delivering David just came in. Thank you, Delivering David. I sent him out. He's always out looking for things. Delivering David is driving a Datsun, of course. David and Datsun go together, you know. Oh, boy, those Datsuns are fast. I know Paul Newman had quite a few of those Datsuns, and today you know who's been collecting them. Oh, yeah. There's a gentleman, Adam Carolla. He collects a lot of Paul Newman's race suits and all that. But there's always a little trivia and a lot of fun facts here, always in Auto World, each and every week. Here's some racing news. Of course, the Indy cars are racing today. The Honda GP of Alabama, they're live in Alabama racing. And a little bit of fun fact here, there's a couple rookies. Well, there's one rookie, you know. It's kind of really odd. I sat down and watched a little bit of it before the show. And Jimmy Johnson, he no more NASCAR. He's a seven-time champ in the NASCAR side, but he's now a rookie in the Indy car. He's running on Firestone red tires this weekend, absolutely. 7 seconds is what it takes to when they drive into the pit, 7 seconds to put some fuel on that bad boy and put some Firestone Reds on it, and off they go again. But Jimmy Johnson, he just looked kind of funny hanging onto that Indy car steering wheel at 10-2. Kind of rectangular shaped. Looks like a steering wheel that is a video game. Anyway, wish him well. He was doing quite well when I left him. But also some NASCAR news from Richmond Raceway Park. They're racing at Richmond Raceway Park. Named the Toyota Owners 400. Running on what kind of tires? Yeah, see, there's something that you need to look up. Find out what they're running on. But I do know they're running on some rubber tires. Tis the season, isn't it? Folks, the racing's back. The drag racing is coming your way also. But right now, it is time for what happened on this day in automotive history. You always wondered, haven't you? Well, like I said, the first hour, I'm not horsing around with this one. And there you go. There's the clue, the tip this week. Well, in 1964, the Ford Mustang goes on sale. Picture yourself at the New York Auto Show, folks, on this day in 1964. In a huge crowd gathering to hear Henry Ford II, grandson of Henry Ford, make a huge, huge announcement. He begins his speech, of course, puffing on a balloon and putting balloon air into a balloon, anticipation that it might pop. The curtain drops. The balloon never did pop. But he did announce a car on the same day, right there in front of everybody. It debuted the show. It brought the Mustang to you, the 1964 and a half Mustang. Approximately 22,000 of them sold the first day on that day. Within 18 months, more than 1 million Mustangs were sitting in driveways all across the world. Ford had hoped to only sell 100,000 in the car's first year, so it was a massive, massive success for Ford. It welcomed a surprise to them and also to us. A huge part of the massive sales figured had to do with a very low introductory price of just, you ready for this? Back in 1964, that Ford Mustang, $2,368. That is roughly, if we figured, did the math and everything, that would be about $18,000 today. Oh, I would buy a couple, two, three of those at $18,000, wouldn't you? Oh my goodness, yes, back in that day though, the marketing, Lee Iacocca, I realized that there was a lot of young money out there, a lot of young people that wanted some type of a car like this, the Ford Mustang. Convertible, American coupe, of course the convertible came your way, from Ford back on this day in automotive history. Do you have a Ford Mustang? Do you want a Ford Mustang? There's quite a few of them on the road today. And with that, I do work on a few of them, and they've changed a little bit underneath the hood. Not a lot, but a little bit. And with that, I'd like to hear if you've got a Mustang. Do you like the Mustang? Do you want a Mustang? Man, I got a friend that he road rallies a Mustang, and he's put a lot of money in the chassis, engine, transmission, etc., in order to get the best time. And he's running up against his best time, and that's what it's all about. That's fun. That is fun to do that, to get behind the cockpit and make it happen. He's got to have a special fuel. Definitely. Coming back, I got a little bit of news for you on, you know who, Bentley. Not Bentley Bryan, but Bentley the automotive car. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, yeah, it's that season. Drop the top and get some air flowing. Oh, yeah, get that air conditioner flowing or just put the top down. Good to have you along. Good to have you come back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Hey, happy birthday to Conan O'Brien. I wanted to share with you, he still has his pre-fame automobile. What is it? He bought it brand new, a 1992 Ford Taurus Show. S-H-O, a show, with a manual transmission, which is very rare. He bought it new, of course, back then in 1992. Now, the car has been used in a couple skits with Brad Pitt. Yes, Brad Pitt has had an opportunity to dump and drop that clutch in Conan O'Brien's car and get those front tires spinning. Oh, yeah, a little bit of happy birthday fun fact for you. Absolutely. I wanted to get back. I had a couple emails here this last week about some boat motors, and I wanted to share this, some information live with all of you. I know you might not be owning a boat or wanting a boat or driving a boat, but a boat does have an engine. And a lot of you might have snowmobiles or ATVs or razors or toys that might sit through basically a season that you're not using them. So how do you take care of a vehicle or an engine that is just sitting? Well, outboard motors are, well, we're going to go inboard too. You don't forget to fog the outboard motors or even the inboard motors. Inboard, what they have, both of these have an outdrive. I know the outboard motors, all that means is the engine and the outboard, the prop, the propeller is all one piece. You know, the prop, the propeller is down in the water, and the outboard part of it is up on the top, and that's the engine. When you fog an engine, here's a brand that I do use in not only putting it into the gasoline on my automobiles, but I put it in my toys, too, and any gas tank, and Stabil. Stabil is a good brand to use, and it's like 2 ounces. 2 ounces per 2.5 gallons. I got that stuff memorized. I do it so much. But Stabil also makes for you folks that have an outboard and or an inboard boat, they make a fog 'em. spray. Fogem. F-O-G-E-M, a Fogem spray. And all you do is take, when it comes to marine, a little bit different type of an air filter, but do take the air filter off of your, on the outboard, you have to take the case off, take the plastic, you know, it's usually plastic case, it says Mercury on it or Evinrude, et cetera, and you put, and then, where's the carburetors? Oh, they're right there. You'll find that on the marine side, there's not much of an air filter, and it's usually, they're usually metal. You won't find really any kind of a paper type air filter, and the reason that is because of fire. Paper lights up and starts a fire, and you do not want a fire in your boat or on your boat or even in close to your boat when you're out there on the lake. So it's pretty much just a metal mesh type of air filter. Start it up and bring the RPMs up and then just spray this Fogem Stabil brand fogging oil into the carburetor. And that's what you do when you park in your boat. You don't do it now. It's springtime. So another thing you want to do too, all inboards and outboards of course have the prop, the propeller, and it sucks up the lake water. It has a little rubber propeller down there. That's the you have the primary and the secondary water pump, and that's the primary water pump. About six rubber blades on it, and it basically is designed. It's hooked to the outboard shaft where the propeller is. It's inside. You can't see. You got to take the outboard, the stern out there to get to it. Very expensive job. A lot of you might have had to have that happen. And the way to stop that from having to be replaced is, I don't know if you do your summerizing or your winterizing yourself, but when you do winterize your boat, here's a little trick. Automotive antifreeze. That's right. Put the earmuffs on the stern, put the hose in the gallon of antifreeze, and start her up. Suck up the automotive antifreeze, and you'll lubricate that rubber propeller, that primary water pump, and you'll never have to replace it again. So there you go. I wanted to get that out because of the aspect. I've had a lot of you, well, more than two, emailed me, what do I do with my boat? Start it up and go have fun. Catch me a fish. I want to see you folks back east how big a crappie you can catch. Well, it is time before the garage door rolls down on the second hour here of Auto World this week for the Auto World Little Car Fact. Something to do with what? Floating power? What is it? Oh, here it is. Grab it out of the hubcap here. Oh, it's a 1931 Plymouth PA. A PA from the United States, of course, very popular car back in the day. In 1928, the Chrysler Corporation established a new marquee, Plymouth, at a cost of $2.5 million. The firm's goal, said President Walter Chrysler, was to introduce a car that had the smoothness of a 6 and the economy of a 4. In this, he succeeded. Beyond his greatest expectations, 1931, as the Great Depression deepened, Plymouth began offering the economical PA series. Prices ranged from $495 to $645. And before the year was out, the Marquis had climbed to the number 3 position among American automakers. Floating power, the key to Plymouth's success was the PA series, floating power, they called it, a unique rubber cushion system for the engine that effectively did away with the roughness then associated with four-cylinder engines. That's right. Included a bowl-shaped headlights, oval rear windows, and a built-in radiator grille. The public took to the car immediately, buying up more than 100,000 in its first year. Record breaker, yep, despite its small engine, the PA was a durable car. In 1931, a PA four-door sedan set a record when it was driven from San Francisco to New York and back to San Francisco in 5 days, folks, 12 hours and 9 minutes. During the 6,287-mile round trip, driver Lewis Miller averaged 47.5 miles per hour. Whoa. I think we're idling at that speed, aren't we? Oh, yeah. It had an inline four-cylinder. Horsepower rating on this bad boy was 48 horsepower. Three-speed manual. Front and rear leaf spring suspension. A worm and selector steering mechanism, of course. And, of course, oh, yeah, my favorite, not the mechanical drum brakes. What did it weigh? I know you asked the gentleman in the first row here with his, what did it weigh? Well, I'll tell you, it weighed 2,450 pounds. The price back in 1931 for this Plymouth PA was, drum roll please, $645. That's your Auto World Little Car Fact. Like doing those? Now, remember, a little shout-out. Next week, we're going to have Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau. The second hour here on Auto World, we're going to be talking about EVs and a brand-new Mercedes-Benz all-electric S-Class. And that hyper screen that I talked about the first hour, you know, that 56-inch hyper screen? Oh, yeah. You're bringing it into your house, at 55-inch TV that seems like a 19-inch now? Well, it's coming into your car. We're going to talk about that live next week here on the second hour in Auto World. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to take more of your emails and read them and help you with your emails. And that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, Auto World, we have our website up and running. Check it out, autoworldmedia.com. And Instagram is autoworldmedia. And take a look at the driverless car I have on there. No steering wheel. Well, it looks like for second hour's garage door is going down. I want to thank everybody that makes this happen. Of course, oh, yeah, Jaguar Jason, he's stepping in for Alex this week. Thank you. Bentley Bryan, bending the rules to make me look good on GCNlive.com, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? And who else but Audi Adam? Always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager here at Genesis Communications Network. Of course, we cannot forget T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Line Lucy. Always tell me I'm looking good. Of course, know-it-all Jay, folks. Oh, yeah, he's the loudmouth gender. Thanks, Jay, for keeping the microphone clean each and every week. Absolutely. And, oh, yeah, can't forget my PR director, Bobby B. Esser.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.